that we're already in an awakened state, that we're already beyond the illusion, as that I claim that for others quite readily. And they're sharing this with me, but they're sharing this with each of you. As I claim this quite readily, I breathe in a sigh of relief, because they're saying otherwise really misses the point of the atonement. In other words, what we're doing is we're redirecting traffic, we're redirecting attention to our highest regard. And we ask you, therefore, dear ones, to be patient with our channeler, a dear one that is learning how to combine efforts. In other words, the challenge is to redirect your thought patterns, your awakened self, your awakened senses to your new vibration, to your new point of location. Yes? Now we bring this to each of your delights, because each of you are opening up, springing forth into new advancement, new opportunities, new expanses of love. We join with you in this new endeavor because each of you are reaching new understandings of what it means to work with the energy of your true vibration. In other words, as you expand to your new continent, to your new vibration, to your new vibe and wisdom, you recognize the totality of claim. In other words, each moment is a gift upon itself. And as you will breathe in the idealized version of your true essence, of your true self, of your true claim, that is what is being brought forth. And we ask you to receive your blessings, and we ask you to receive your gifts, because as you will claim it to be so, as you will recognize yourself to be already whole, to be merged with the Christ consciousness, in fact, that is what is arriving. So indeed, dear ones, you are claiming this in your totality. You are claiming this as you continue to release the judgment towards self and others. Mm-hmm. Now, we ask you to pay particular attention, because some of you are getting quite good at this, and you are missing the point because you think you must struggle. You think you must be down and out, and that is what the channeler is seeking. She feels like it can't be this easy. She feels like there must be more work involved. Perhaps I should have meditated a few more hours to prepare. And we say this is hardly needed, because as she trusts the highest advancement, as she trusts the highest attunement, the highest branch of offering, in fact, she has already succeeded just like that. Magic, yes? Now we bring this to your delight, because each of you are learning to be magicians. You continue to pull the High Priestess card, you continue to pull the Magician's card, you continue to pull the Master cards of excellence, and you say, yes, this is a great endeavor, this is something I choose to evolve to in a future state. And we say the future is now, because as you will recognize, there is only the present moment. You must recognize the opportunity to extend yourself to light. And we bless each of you to receive your light now. We bless each of you to receive your glory. And we bless each of you to receive and partake of that which you have missed, because some of you are still clinging to past tense. And we bring this forth because there are a few of you that are quite excellent in regurgitating the past. Perhaps I need more therapy sessions. Perhaps I will take another dose of this or that. The magic potions should seal my fate. And we say to claim your totality of love in the present moment, because as you will arrive in the present moment, as you keep stalling out your success rate, you will find, dear ones, that each of you are quite successful in your own gifts, in your own understandings. You are not looking to be blessed in the way of another. And some of you use this to keep yourself stuck. You look at someone else's divinity, you look at someone else's particular brand of their ascended claim, and you say, yes, not yet, I seem to be missing something. And we ask you to stop this fussiness, we ask you to stop this blunder, because in fact, as you choose to embody your light, you need to not do anything else except trust. Trust that which you are experiencing, whether you want to see this as good or bad. Remember, these are labels. These are labels of the dualistic plane. You are past this, yes? Can we all agree upon this? And so as you will allow yourselves to trust what emerges, there is an offering in the emergence. So perhaps you have a bit of fright. And as you trust this in claiming your totality of self, you realize the fright is there for your dismissal. You see, so you are not in the wrong place. You have not done the wrong practice. You do not need to call the therapist, the counselor, the channeler to find out what you are missing. You simply need to breathe and to allow, because as you do, you will recognize your Christ presence showing up and guiding you. Now, your Christ may be in the form of Jesus, and your Christ may be in the form of your better half. Some of you are calling it your better half. This is quite excellent. And some of you may be calling this your divine self, Holy Spirit. We ask you to release the attachment to the name and to trust that you are growing into your own good counsel. Because as you will realize, your own good counsel is one with your totality in all moments. Do you understand there's nothing to fear? Because in each moment, you have a higher presence guiding you. Isn't this terrific? You need not worry. You need not fear. Whatever arrives, you have the tools to claim the highest occurrence of the moment. So whether fear passes by or anger or perhaps some memories are coming forth, yes? Now, we ask you not to tremble forth with these memories because they are coming forth and they are kind of making some of you jitter. Some of you are looking for the Pepto-Bismol and such because you get the bellyache, because it is reminding you of where you have been out of power, yes? So this is not bad. Remember, dualistic, good, bad. We are past this. We are past this now, yes? Can we agree upon that? And so as you will simply arrive, allow, because everything is surfacing for you to discharge. Discharge the charges against self, to recognize your innocence, to recognize your holiness. Each of you are grand in your holiness, yes? And as you feel this and you claim this, you love this. And we say to love the process, to love the unveiling, because as you resist the process, you miss the opportunity to step forward to your light. And so we watch you coming up to the process and you go back. And you go back and you shy and say, you know, this is the boogeyman. This is the devil. He's coming to attack me. I must run. We ask you to pause. We ask you to surrender, because as you will allow the energies to be and to observe, remember the meditation is not just to have a friendly mat, not to have the mala beads. It is to practice the meditation of allowing that heart to bring forth your truth. To bring forth your truth. And the truth, of course, is your holy innocence. The truth, of course, is you are one with Holy Spirit already. It is your destiny to realize this. You see, no one is more important. No one is less important. No one is really behind or in front. You are all merging with various parallel agreements. You see, so there is one version of you that may appear to be behind. Remember, this is linear, dualistic, good, bad, forward, backwards. In truth, you are all blending. And so depending on sometimes the need of another, you will rehearse all dramas just to help out a fellow friend. You see? And so you say, what happened to my mind? I went a little crazy. No, you serve the atonement. And that one, that friend, needed to see an aspect of self that needed healing. And so you said, I will rehearse this again for you. And so then at night, you berate yourself. You say, where was my head? Where did I go lost? I am better than that. I clear that already. Huh? But remember, you are not the one. You are the totality. And so there is one that needs to work with these energies, and you provide it out of your wisdom, out of your love. So the beratement, you see how silly, a notion this is. So we ask you, dear ones, to be present with the breath, with the engagement, with your sign of your own awareness of love. You are coming into your state of innocence. You are coming into a state of holiness. You are coming into a state of grace as you will allow this. As you will allow this. Remember, the ego is separated, the specialness, the illusion, the fear. This is the energies. These are the energies that you are signing off, you know, dismissing. Oh, no longer need this. It's a bit like the flashcards of yesteryear. I am past that. I am past this. I am past this. So we come into agreement, yes, that there is holiness in the room, holiness to be shared, to be honored, to be welcomed. As you bring yourself forward, whether you bring yourself to your breakfast table, you bring yourself to a course, whether you bring yourself to a friendly game of cards, you bring yourself to one that you have had some kind of bitterness or not the easiest of relationships, you remember that you bring forth your holiness. Because as you see it as a holy moment, you will resist no thing. You will not see good and bad. As you drop this from the mind, the miracles will ensue. Because remember, you have brought forth divinity. You have brought forth your holiness. It's right there. So as you drop the mind, as you resist, this is good, this is bad, as you allow, and you allow your ascended presence that comes with you, you are graduating, you are realizing this, yes? You have the moments, they're flickering in and out. How is this happening? Because you are touching your own divinity. It is there, it has been stored, waiting for you to recognize who you truly are. That is the gift. That is the gift. You are unveiling it yourself. You are trusting it yourself. You are learning to allow. So some of you still come with these labels. There is something wrong with me. We ask you to drop that. To drop that. That is a judgment. That is a judgment. You may still be working with a few energies that you don't realize that you're still claiming in your ignorance, in your innocence. You may call it foolishness, and we disagree. We say you are experimenting with the molecules of love, and you are learning how to remember. When a child experiments and learns how a toy works, you don't say this was a bad test. He did not learn accurately. He explored, and you love that he explores. You love that he or she has the enthusiasm to explore. So you do not say a play date is good or bad depending on how well they adjusted to the toy. You delight in the unfolding. So a little more love and delight in the exploration of your master presence. You are exploring your master self. You see? And as you do this, as you allow this, you permit the unveiling. You permit the holiness. You permit the allowance. So we have some, they have a time constraint, many things to do on planet Earth. I must stay busy, I must stay aligned. We say in each moment is a true activity. In each moment is an opportunity of remembrance. So those that want to go to the drumming, drum to your own beat, as it is said. Imagine you arrive with your own inner drummer. Those that show up here to the channeling group, we welcome you. But imagine you were arriving with your own channeling apparatus. No exceptions. It does not matter if you've written the book. It does not matter if you practice channeling. It does not matter if you are convinced that you are not included. We assure you, you are. You cannot separate from your own holy self. It is impossible. So welcome that wherever you go. As you recognize that you bring the gifts with you as you arrive, you will stop trembling in fear, and you will trust because you will realize how gifted you already are. Please do not see a leader, including this one, as any higher, better, more equipped than your own holy self. You are receiving a vibration of excellence that mirrors your own loveliness. Receive your loveliness. Drop the linear, higher, lower, better, worse, behind, in front. Remember, those I want to move into fifth dimensional reality, please guide me, please show me, please bless me, please lead me. This is how you lead yourself. You drop the labels, good, bad, and you simply breathe and allow. Now, you are each traveling with some masters, you realize, yes? Many of you know, some dear, dear, dear friends of mine, many of you know some masters. You will be quite surprised who travels with you. Now, we share this because, again, you come equipped. You come with your grouping that you're entitled to. Trust that you are being guided by what you would call a master. Trust that. It is true. It is very true. Allow yourself to merge with what is being shared. You need not write the book. You need not regurgitate it in word by word form. You need not come through as such. Quite frankly, it is irrelevant. It is a circus trick. It is the heart. You will know. It will come through in a way as you adjust, as you allow, as you surrender, as you trust. You will feel. We ask you to follow that feeling. We ask you to be guided by the higher self, Holy Spirit, Jesus, Mother Mary, whoever you feel akin to. The important element is to recognize that you already exist out of the space-time continuum, and it is quite effortless. It is no big deal. So trust this aspect of self. Why hide? Why dismiss your holiness? We bring forth this advanced claim because each of you are being guided to your advanced self. We get tickled at these words, advanced. Advanced from what? But you understand. Each of you are being guided to a greater claim of your true awareness. Permit this. Allow this. It is quite useful indeed. So we shall sign off and we will get to matters that horror people. People, you are more than people. You are our sincere guests of light. You are the bringers of the new earth, yes? Now, these are words that bring pitter-patter to the heart. Some are beating fast, the sweat is coming, the pressure. So, it is a no thing. You are simply recognizing who you are claiming that which has always been. Quite simple. It is a cat recognizing that it knows how to clean itself. It is following its intuitive wisdom and goes about its business. This is what you are doing. You are being like the cat and following your intuitive wisdom. Releasing the lower. Following the heart. The higher heart is expanding. It is to be your guide in each moment. Follow this, trust this. So we will close, but we do not leave. We never leave. Trust this as well. So we invite you, each of you, to come visit us in your own timetable outside of this formal group, as lovely as it is. Come in your meditation moments. Come when you have questions. Come when you are scared. When you're lonely, you just want to chit-chat. You're waiting for the bus, nothing else to do. I shall chit-chat with the master and see what I discover. Use your time on earth wisely. As you believe in the time, make good use of the time. Do not waste it on the gossip, on the lower energies. Yeah. But if you notice yourself doing that, congratulate yourself that you have noticed this. Mm-hmm. Be the detective, be the sleuth. Ha! I am very lucky. I have seen how I follow the lower voice. Celebrate, buy yourself a cupcake. Buy two cupcakes, buy the whole cake. Celebrate. Always bring love to the self. Love is the master healer. Not judgment. You have been trained to judge and judge harshly. This is why your body revolts. All this judgment, it reacts. Love one another. Love your body. Love your cells. Love every hair on your head. Love your head if you have no hair. Love the breath. Love Mother Earth. Those that find themselves bored, we laugh. You can be bringing love, it could be accelerating. You can be discovering joy. You can be talking with the master. We will slip in when you least expect it, as you will make a place. Make a place at the dining table. We will come. We will come. So we close. We thank you for arriving, both in the physicality and those that are listening and beyond. You are arriving as well because you are here. Let us not have any monkey business about this. The physicality is the least. The heart is essential. It is the most. It is the greatest. So you are here as well. Believe us. Trust us. We feel your presence. Those that are listening, particularly one, it is about 2 or 3 in the morning, and you are fed up with everything. And you have come to this channel in hope. In hope. We bring you this hope now. We bring you this hope now. We know who you are. And you are ready. You are ready, dear one. So, there is shrieking of the children. They do not mind shrieking. They do not worry about being judged. They shriek in delight. Find your delight. Find your joy. Liberate yourself from the plane of the shoulds. Open up the heart. We will be helping each of you to do that as we move around the room this evening. And those that are listening that feel like they are quarantined to their own little area, we come to you as well. We come to you as well. So breathe in this light that we offer. Breathe in the joy. Have the regular visits. And may all stay in grace. So it is.